There's a drainage pipe on the roof, and different things grew over there, and causing the flow to stop. Maybe if Yosef is starting to gather the ice, and it's causing to back up onto the roof and then drip into the house. So we basically have a situation that you have these things that are muksa that got in the way that's stuffing up the pipe, and now you want to open it up on Shabbos to prevent the damage in your home. So there's a chiddush over here that the machon beraglo b'tzina. You're allowed to, in a not public way, discreet fashion, put around with your foot to release the stoppage. Even the metaki kelacha alidishiyoi. Since you have a hefzid over here, because you don't think you have leaking in your house, and you're doing the tikkun kelacha yad, you're doing it with your foot, which is not the normal way to do it, they permit you to do this to prevent you from having a hefzid. You have some situations that come up in the house, such as simply have a stoppage in a sink or a toilet. The question is, over there also, you're not going to be able to use the sink or the toilets on Shabbos. It causes definitely problems with covered debris, it can cause a hefzid. In any event, we see from here, you can't use the regular tools to open up the drain. If you do it with the shinoi, then in the finale, there's some way of saying that it'll be permitted. I don't know exactly how you do it with the shinoi. If they bring over here, the Rav Moshe Feinstein was more lenient. He felt that the type of stoppage you get in the sink is not the same thing as we're describing here. It's considered totally stopped up. And you're fixing it. There, it's just part of the usage. Every once in a while, you have to loosen up, stop it. If you plants that are growing, they have a good smell. For example, hadas, you're allowed to smell it on Shabbos. We're not concerned that you're going to pick it off inadvertently on Shabbos. But it's only made to smell, and you can smell it. Hashemkin, if you have a fruit that's growing in Ezra with a buah, you're not allowed even to smell it when it's still on the tree. You're going to cut it off and eat it. Because while you're smelling it, you get tired to eat it. And during the week, that's what you do. You rip it off. Or even if you bite it off, that's also considered you being kosher. Because the piece that you bit off in your mouth is a kosher. This should bring the lesson of Rashi that says, Ein kosher gadol mizu, which sounds a little bit hokkidish. It doesn't seem to be the normal way to pick fruits with your mouth. Nice, as many other women in Chanami say, that is a ksira, but it's also kalacha yad, but that's also awesome. So the bottom line is, you're not allowed to smell a fruit that's growing on tree on Shabbos. You can smell some, even though they are still connected to the ground. Says Yud Aleph, Asheira, Chita, Usoyin, Kiyosin, Umay, Maresin, Telus, Zareya, Achai, Vakoshu. Person soaks grains in water. And the way they do it is they soak it to its grass and then they put it in the ground. So this is the type of planting which is also, even if you do one grain. Commissioner Brewer brings that you don't, even though it did not get sprouted, but since you put it in the water so that it should sprout at the period of time, the act of putting in the water on Shabbos is the malacha, even though it sprouts later on. So something similar to this, if you throw a pit onto the ground, then it'll take root another few days since you did it on Shabbos. That's also awesome. And there are certain types of seeds that when you put them in water, they form a gel. And that is a type of losh. That's a different problem that will be also to on Shabbos. So to soak things on Shabbos is not a problem, but if it's either you're soaking the fat and it eventually sprouts, or it's causing a gel type of situation, that will be also on Shabbos. So the Rambam, what's the Hamid Anfei Lonis B'mayim B'Shabbos B'Vat Shalos Yevhen Prochem? If you have branches from trees that were picked from the trees and you just put them in water on Shabbos, but they're not going to grow anymore because they're fully grown and therefore it's permitted. But if it has flowers in it that are not fully open and by putting it in the water it's going to cause them to open up, that is a problem that one cannot do on Shabbos. Because another issue is if the water is spilled out of the vase where the water, where the flowers are in, you're not allowed to add water to it on Shabbos or to switch the water on Shabbos into the tilva, which they didn't permit on Shabbos. But if the water is there and you just want to put these branches or flowers fell out of the water, if I put them back, prevent that the flowers are fully open.